policy?
No. I'm going to need 4 volunteers to help me open 4 presents. Okay? Adam, you want to come? Ruth and Alana, come on. Oscar, you come out a minute. We've had 2 seconds, we get. Right, 4 seats. Get a seat, pick a seat, any seat. 2 seconds. Right, you need to sit there. Now, okay. You need to stay looking ahead, okay. Good job. Okay, that's those stuck on. Now, tomorrow morning, by hopefully this time tomorrow morning, you'll have been awake for about 12 hours, okay? And you'll have left something like this. See that? Lying by the chimney, full of things in it. Now I have mine in this, so what I'll do is I'll take those out. 4 presents. Okay? Hold on. There we are. Now, 2 seconds, we get them out. Oscar, there are 4 presents there. There is a purple, a red, a gold, and a blue. What would you like? Gold. Okay, dead on. How long do I get this? Okay, right. You sit there. Now, I want you to take that, and I want you to hold on to it tightly, okay? Don't open it. Not yet. Right, Adam, what would you like? What colour? Blue. Okay, let me see. Blue present. Okay, here we are. Right, that is your present. You make sure you hold on to it tightly. Please don't open it. Not yet. Ruth, what colour would you like? Purple. Okay, we'll get you a purple present. Right, well, here we are. You take that and make sure that you do not open it or look inside it for a moment, okay? Now, that leaves Alana. You haven't got much of a choice, unfortunately, okay? There you go. That is your red present. Now, what I'm hoping is that the contents of those boxes will be able to tell us the Christmas story about what it's all about. Why is it such good news and joy to the world that Jesus has come? And we're going to do it with coloured boxes. Now, you've chosen those yourself, haven't you? Did anybody tell you what to pick?
Yeah.
Who told you? I didn't tell you what to pick. Nobody... You'll be out of here. And she told you to... Right. Okay, well, there you go. So I didn't tell you to do that. Right, first of all, we've got a... Adam, what colour is yours? A blue box. And if you ever look at a picture of Mary, whenever you see her, she will always be coloured in blue. Don't ask me why that is. I don't know why. But the fact was that Mary was asked to do something amazing. She was asked to take the creator of the world, the one who called in the Mourne Mountains into place, the one who made the whole globe, the one who made the stars up in the sky, and made all of those things. He said, listen, an angel Gabriel came to her and said, listen, Mary, God wants to come and live in your womb. He wants to be born into this world as a man. And Mary, I want you to serve God. And do you know something? She had an idea. She thought to herself, well, this is going to mean that people are going to think bad things about me. People are going to think strange things about me. It's going to be a really difficult thing for me. And yet Mary said, may it be unto me just as you've said. She said, I rejoice in God my Saviour. Open it up, Adam. What's inside your one? It's, you can let everybody else see. How are we telling them? How we look? It's straw. And you've got the most amazing king of the world. If I was coming down as king of the world, I would expect to have fancy cars. I would expect to have a fantastic palace. I would have to expect to have loads of people running after me, serving me. But Jesus came as the highest being there ever was to be born in a mucky stable, in amongst sheep and goats and other things, in a bed that is filled with straw, in a feeding trough for animals. Because the Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save those that were lost. He came to serve people. He came to serve you, because you and I had a real need. And see, just like Mary, who followed Jesus even though it was difficult, Jesus calls you to follow him, and it will be difficult. If you decide to follow Jesus, people will think things about you that are wrong. They'll make assumptions about you that are wrong. It will be difficult if you make a decision in your life to follow after Jesus. Now, Even though Jesus was born in a donkey stable and the place was minging and he's put in a trough, there were people who recognized that he was king. What color is your box? Gold. And these people came down, these men, wise men came from the east, and they came bearing a gift of gold. And they put it down before Jesus and they said, listen, we've seen this fellow's star in the east. They followed him all the way down to Jerusalem. They went to Herod's palace and they said, listen, Herod, we know there's somebody going to be born, the king of the Jews. We want to worship him. And Herod heard about this and thought, well, you know something? I don't want anybody being king except me. He said, listen, lads, oh, I tell you what, if you find this person who's going to be born, come and tell me because I want to worship him too. Herod wanted to kill the little baby to make sure that he had his own way. And you know, it's not much different from a lot of us today. You know, we don't want Jesus in our life. We don't want King Jesus coming to reign over our lives. We want to be in charge. We want to be the ones who are telling him what to do. But if we surrender like Mary did, then we're taking Jesus on as our Savior, taking him on as our King. What's inside? Have a wee look inside. You know what? That is a bag. It's not sweets. It's a thing called frankincense. I don't know if you can smell that. Can you smell that? Not really. Hold on, well, I had it on this earlier. I near choked to death on it. I had to put it out. It's stuff called frankincense. It's taken from tree bark. And you know, those fellas were recognizing Jesus as king. I'll give you a sniff when this heats up a bit. But also, it was used in the temple whenever they made sacrifices. The only people who lit the frankincense were the priests. The priests came down to be the difference between, to be a mediator between God and man. You've got man down here who sins. You've got God up there who is perfect. And there can be no connection between the two. No connection. The priest would make sacrifices on their behalf. And he would light incense as part of his duties. But Jesus came down to be the ultimate high priest. He came down to lay down his life so that he could stand between God and man. That he could be the one who would be our Savior. Take a sniff of that there now. You smell it? See? Smell. So Jesus was coming down to be our priest. That's why we don't have priests. Because Jesus was the last one who hung on the cross and said, it is finished. I'm the one who's made the sacrifice between God and you. Now, let me see. We've got a red box. What's inside the red box? What's it made out of? It's a wooden red, a red box with a wooden cross in it. And Jesus came down, and do you know, he had a job. Jesus had a job. He went in and he became a joiner, a carpenter. He made things out of wood. If you were looking at new doors for your house, if you're looking at a table for your house, you would knock around to Jesus's and he would rattle you up something for one of those things. For 30 years, I don't know, anybody here 30? No, didn't think so. If anybody close to 30? What age are you? What? 31, get away out of that. No, 31. When Jesus was 30 years of age, he left that job to take up his real job. That was something that he earned money at. It was something that he worked in the community as. But his real job was to come to die. That is the whole reason of Jesus' life. He came to die to be a sacrifice for your sin and for mine. Remember when we were looking at the priest? The difference between God and us. We couldn't come near God and somebody had to mediate between us. Jesus came to be that mediator, and he did it on a cross. Another carpenter one day made two bits of wood and stuck them together somewhere near Jerusalem. Jesus was beaten and spat on and had to carry that cross to a place called Golgotha. There they hung him on that cross, and he died on that cross for you and for me, to provide the way that God could punish our sin, but also let us off. That's an amazing thing. We commit the crime, and yet God pays the punishment. And it means that there can be a relationship between you and God, even though that you do things that are wrong. It means that I don't have to turn around to you and say to you, well, you know, I'm pretty good, because I'm not. I'm a person who sins day and daily. But I've got somebody who mediates on my behalf, somebody who's died for me, somebody who can stand in the gap for me, so that one day I can go to heaven, not based on my goodness, but based on the fact that a carpenter from Nazareth who was perfect died for me. Now the final box, is purple. Purple is the colour of royalty. Royalty wears purple. And what it tells you is that that wasn't the end of things. Jesus hung on a cross and he died there for you and for me. But the fact is that he rose from the grave 3 days later. He now sits in heaven as the King of Kings and the Lord of all Lords. He's in charge of absolutely everything. What's inside the box? Oh. It's holly. It's meant to be holly anyway. I could have given that to you. Holly, there you go. What it tells us is that Jesus died for us. He shed his blood for us. And do you know something? He did that so he could give you and me everlasting life. Every single one of us, the life that we have doesn't last forever. You're part of the biggest statistic. 10 out of 10 people die. There's nobody here that will escape that. We are part of that statistic. But what Jesus said is, listen, if you put your trust in me, I will give you life that will last forever. You're here for a tea break. Even if you're here for 100 years, you're here for a tea break. Then you're a way out. And Jesus says whoever puts their trust in what he's done for them at the cross, acting as their mediator, following him the way Mary did, will have everlasting life. The wages of sin is death, the Bible says. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. That's what's offered to you this Christmas. It's what's offered to everyone. But it's a matter of whether you accept that gift or not. I can hand you a gift and it's up to you whether or not you take that. Listen, what I want you to do is to set your boxes down and turn your chair around. Okay, set your boxes down and we'll turn these chairs around. Sit. There we are. Good job. Now listen, you can go off and have a wee seat there a second. Thanks very much. Oh, I'm struggling with that. Good job. Now, before you even came in and sat down, here, leave me the boxes. Where are you going with my presents? I said you could open them, not take them. Way on. Good stuff. You can go and have a seat there, Ruth. That's great. Before, good man, Adam, you sat that in your seat and away off. Good lad. Before I even asked you, came out today, I put a sticker on each of the back of each of your seats. Before you even made any choice, who was first to choose? What did you choose? Gold. Before we started today, what did you choose? Adam? Blue. Before we started today, I didn't know what you were taking, but you chose purple on the advice of your mate. I had no words with her. And she had no choice, but she was left with red. And what it goes to show you is the fact that God is in control. God is in control of all things. The story of Jesus on the cross, the story of his birth, means that God was in charge. It was all part of a plan. And it's a part of a plan of salvation to give you the greatest gift that anybody could ever give you. And that would be my prayer for every one of you, that this Christmas you'd come to understand that gift of knowing Jesus personally. Let's just pray together. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you sent Jesus to die for us. Father, that little baby who was born was always heading for a cross. There was a date set. And Father, there are dates in our lives. Every one of us has an appointment with you. And Father, we just pray that every single head bow before you today will come into a personal living relationship with you, the God of salvation, the God who loved us. Father, we thank you for Mary's obedience. Father, what an example to us. Even though it was a costly journey for her, she decided to follow you. And Father, may it, even though it's a costly journey for us, help us to be people who sign up to that, to say that we want Jesus to be our Savior. Father, we thank you that Jesus worked as a joiner. But Father, we want to thank you that he did his ultimate work of dying on the cross so he could be our high priest, offering once for all sacrifice for us so that if we confess our sins and put our trust in his sacrifice, Father, we can have eternal life in him. Father, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.